This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The Fringe Arts Festival Guide has been out on paperback. You can get it online. Mm-hmm. And I have one on my desk. I have one in my kitchen. And, of course, in the bathroom. Come to find out, a lot of people have multiple
Perfect.
Copies in various places because it's a compelling read.
No judgment there.
Nick Stuccio is president and producing director of Fringe Arts. He joins us to talk about this year's festival. It's now in its 23rd year. It features innovative performance, visual and digital art all over the span of about 3 weeks throughout Philadelphia. Nick, let's begin at the beginning. Tell me about this year's kickoff performance.
B-side is the kickoff performance this year. This is a beautiful show. The Worcester Group, the infamous and famous Worcester Group, actually started by Spalding Gray and Willem Dafoe. It's an album of these spirituals and work songs and toasts recorded in a Texas state prison in 1965. It's an album, and it is brought to life by three actors. They sing the songs and read the liner notes, and you get to understand the circumstances of these inmates in this really difficult place in the 60s.
What a concept.
It's a really moving work.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm pretty confident you brought along some picks that you and your staff have come up with. So let's get to them by way of a little radio game. I want to toss out some adjectives in hopes that you can fill in the blank with a recommendation. So what performances match up with these words that I've chosen? How about risky?
Ooh, hard to pick just one there because risk is infused with everything we do. I would say this year, Superterranean. This is the Pig Iron Show.
Oh.
The work is driven by a set designer named Mimi Lian, and it is a kind of a sculpture, an installation, visual art installation, come to life. And it's really cool. I saw the first 12 minutes the other night, and it was pretty spectacular.
Okay. Dynamic.
I would say Un Pollo Rojo, a show, two men from Argentina, incredible dancers about male competitiveness. Very funny.
Sweet.
Honey, a show called Honey. Two of my favorite dancers in this city are Wally Carbonell and Melissa Rector. Wally from Kunyang Lin, Melissa from Runny Koresh. And they're doing this work together, and it's going to be really beautiful. And they're amazing dancers.
I know you scour the world trying to find pieces to bring. So international.
Choreographer Anna Teresa de Kiersmacher. She's kind of the national treasure of Belgium. Uh-huh. And this is her third time here to the Fringe Fest. And she's a brilliant woman. This is her very first dance. She's made 40 dances over 30 years. This is the very first dance she ever made called Faza. Two incredible women at Fringe, not to be missed.
Family friendly.
That's easy. Cartography. Five young migrants tell their story about leaving very difficult situations in their homelands and coming to the West. And it's a lovely story for families.
50 plus residents dancing in the streets.
Umbal. this is going to be great.
That's not one adjective.
Umbal is a free event by a choreographer from Mexico named Mariana Ortega. She asked Philadelphians to donate dance steps. And from them, she made a choreography. And it's going to be performed by 60 citizens of our city, non-dancers, non-artists, who've learned this dance and will perform it several times through the fest at Mifflin Square Park.
Wow. I'm going to toss an extra one in. Confounding.
Pursuit of Happiness. I can't even describe it, though I think it's my favorite show in this year's festival. It starts in a wild, wild west. It's actually a Slovenian dance company is here. They dance and talk about this imagined peacekeeping mission in Iraq for the troops, of the American troops and the Iraqi troops. Artists trying to solve the world's problems, and it goes very wrong, and it's wacky.
Okay, we'll leave that at that. Well, in the Fringe Arts Guide, you remind potential audience members it's a festival that strives to be accessible. Some shows are represented through American Sign Language interpretation, audio descriptions, open captioning. Some are wheelchair accessible, many are. And what is a relaxed performance?
That's a performance where it's okay for the audience members to get up, move around. The lights aren't as bright. The sound isn't as loud. And these kinds of things are increasingly important to us and to audiences. And there's a long list of those that we're doing this year. It's in the guide. And it's very important.
So if an environment could be overstimulating, the goal here is to bring it down
a notch.
That's right. So there was a quote of yours published in the Fringe Arts Guide. Are you ready to hear what you said?
I am ready.
Quote, if you are curious, if you're connected to this world and concerned about it, if you care, if you want to talk and think and understand and take action, if you want to be entertained while you do all these things, the Fringe Festival is for you. End quote. What's the context for all that?
I think that summarizes how I think about these things. You can dive in and see a whole bunch of different shows that are really important to us. All at the same time, it's not fraught. It's art, and it's often fun. These are the kind of ways we can address issues that only art can do.
Yeah, and that quote was overheard at the grocery store. You were just talking to the checker on the way out of the...
Exactly.
just rolled off the tongue.
It comes tumbling out of me all the time.
Well, this has got to be our sixth year talking about the festival. I can always count on you, Nick. Thank you.
My pleasure.